Proclamation number 7507, dated the January 24th, 1960. Is knowledge necessary on Earth? Commandments of love. No knowledge needed for the maturing of souls shall be withheld from you. This is why my gospel is proclaimed to you, the divine teaching of love, since you need to practice love first in order to be able to actually understand the additional knowledge you receive pertaining to my loving care for your soul's salvation. Thus my gospel first proclaims my two commandments of love for God and your neighbor, and if you live up to these you will also become receptive for additional information, for then your spirit will come alive and it will instruct you from within. That is, it will grant you the understanding even if the knowledge, which originated from me, is given to you by outside sources. Love, however, comes first, and no amount of extensive knowledge will be of use to you if you don't possess love. In that case you can be called spiritually dead. On the other hand, a person who lives a life of love won't need extensive knowledge. He will mature through his way of life and suddenly attain realization when he exchanges the earthly world for the spiritual kingdom. Nevertheless, spiritual knowledge is also beneficial on Earth if it is correctly utilized. If the human being wants to penetrate spiritual correlations, if you would like to get the right idea about my reign and activity, for then he will learn to love me ever more and constantly desire to increase his knowledge, because instructions which come forth from me arouse his spiritual appetite. And thus you humans are being addressed by me, because only Roman 1, as the eternal truth itself, can convey knowledge to you which corresponds to the truth. And I know where my word is taken to, where it will meet the right understanding again, and I know where love is being practiced and who tries to live according to my will. And thus they will receive knowledge which is appropriate to their maturity of soul, to their desire for truth and their conduct. And each person is at liberty to use this knowledge at his own discretion. He can make use of it by passing it on or think about it in great depth himself, and he can increase it if he strives for it diligently and with good will. Then he will receive constantly more spiritual information, and he will gratefully accept the gifts from my hand because his soul will be maturing and his knowledge will be growing. For a dead spirit does not desire to know anything about the spiritual kingdom. Nevertheless, no one should feel depressed if he does not have a lot of spiritual knowledge to show for. As long as he lives on earth according to my will, as long as he fulfills my two commandments of love and thus tries to shape himself into love, he will become illuminated with lightning speed as soon as he enters the spiritual kingdom, and then he will be and remain blissfully happy, for he will also understand in a flash and realize all correlations most clearly. But he must live according to my will, for no one can be spared the fulfilling of my commandments of love. They are the most important in earthly life, they are the foundation of my gospel, which is conveyed to you time and again, regardless of by what means. By merely taking the commandments of love to heart and aiming to comply with them, you will also fulfill your task in life and help your soul to mature. And this gospel can be presented to you in all places. You merely need to accept it with the will to hear me myself. You must desire and recognize me myself in my word and become receptive when my word sounds within you, when I address you in order to inform you of my will. For my gospel, the good news and doctrine of salvation, will only ever inform you of my will, which consists of motivating you into being lovingly active and of showing you the effects of a life of love, so that your soul will mature and you will become blissfully happy. Then the knowledge, which those of you who desire it and which you now may receive, will also make you happy. You will learn to love me increasingly more. You will also learn to look upon the next person as my child and your brother. You will love him too and thus slowly change your nature into love, which is and will remain your earthly task of life until you have become perfect, until you unite with me in love and thus remain united with me for all eternity. Amen.